USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A bipartisan group of senators have introduced a $303 billion surface transportation bill in opposition to President Joe Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond tells CNN State of the Union that President Biden is negotiating in good faith with Republicans.
Well, I think the president coming down $550 billion off of his initial proposal, I think shows the willingness to negotiate in good faith and in a serious manner. And the real question is whether the Republicans will meet the effort that the president is showing.
Richmond said inaction is not an option. The group of senators from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee introduced a bill that would reauthorize DOT funding for highways, roads, and bridges, which is set to expire in September. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is expressing skepticism about China's claim of how the coronavirus started.
Dr. Fauci appears to be growing more skeptical of China's claim that COVID developed naturally, leaping from animals to humans. Over a year ago, he told National Geographic the scientific evidence is very, very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. But in an interview with PolitiFact May 12th, here's what Fauci said when he was asked if he was confident the virus developed naturally.
No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened.
He adds he's open to any investigation into the origin of the virus.
Certainly, the people who've investigated say that it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir that then infected individuals, but it could have been something else. And we need to find that out.
The White House last week also calling for more transparency from China on how the virus started. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A study by Public Health England finds the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines are highly effective against the variant identified in India. However, some countries are worried about the new variant.
Germany is now banning travel from Britain due to concerns over a COVID-19 variant. A post on the German embassy's website said they were concerned about the variant from India. The embassy noted exceptions to the ban for German citizens and persons remaining in the airport transit area. Since March 30th, all plane travelers to Germany have to present a negative COVID-19 test taken up to 2 days prior to departure. The World Health Organization has called it a variant of concern since it may be more transmissible and resistant to vaccines. COVID-19 infections and deaths have surged in India, and the variant has spread to more than 50 countries since it was first discovered in October. According to Johns Hopkins University, Britain has more than 4.4 million COVID-19 deaths and the most deaths in Europe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The CDC is recommending that its COVID-19 Vaccine Safety Technical Work Group investigate reports of heart inflammation in teens and young adults who have been vaccinated for COVID-19. The CDC says the vaccines using the mRNA technology from Pfizer and Moderna appear to be causing the issue. Israel also monitoring cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.